Sunday with Parshas Baha, Pesach Sheni, Ephraim Weisbach.
You shouldn't ask him directly to switch off. Tell him that, you understand? But again, we have to make this clear, about this, and speak out a bit more tonight. There's two Isurim in Amir al-Akum. One is the Issa of asking a non-Jewish time for you. That's Issa number one. And that is part one of Amir al-Akum. Then there's another section of Amir al-Akum that either you didn't ask him, but there's an Issa of Nehemiah. You must not benefit from something that a non-Jew does. So he spoke. The Issa of Amira he can get around by doing the hint for. There's no Issa if the non-Jew, for example, you hint to a non-Jew something. Who are dead if the non-Jew does it himself without you asking me? There's no Issa in that way, right? But there's a problem of Nehemiah, there's a problem of having a benefit. The problem of having a benefit is not, we spoke out last week, if he takes away something, a disturbance. So the Moshul, this over here is a disturbance. He's not creating something new. He's taking away a disturbing factor. That you can do to him, but you have to do it there from Ezer.
What? Do it in your own house.
That's right. Quite right. That means if you in your house have got the alarm clock running, this is going on, disturbs you, you can ask a non-Jew to come in. Sorry, you have to do it there from Ezer. You tell a non-Jew, I've got an alarm in the house disturbing me. He'll come in. He can switch it off. But you must not ask him, can you switch my alarm off for me?
Why can't you?
Oh, you should question, why can't you?
I want to ask him to switch his hair off.
Yeah, but you mustn't do that either. You shouldn't tell him to switch his hair. Oh, so we spoke about this. Can you tell a non-Jew to block all his own stuff? But he is, the chayra, we said, you can tell a non-Jew to do his garb. You can tell a non-Jew to look at his garb. Yes, chayra is better, all right. You can tell a non-Jew to lawn mow his garb. No one with that. So you're telling me to tell a non-Jew to switch the alarm off in his house? Could be that case as well, maybe, yeah. Maybe it's better. Maybe you can tell directly. You with me?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Ramiza's definitely much there. Without Ramiza, the Chol, tell a non-Jew to do it, the Chol, it might be alright.
That's
true. If you like the garden next door nice and cut, you can tell the boy to cut the grass.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm not sure. Okay, so last time, the last year we spoke about was Derech Ramiza. That we spoke about part one of the Issa of Amir al-Akum, and we said that you mustn't ask a non-Jew directly to, to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. But if you do it in a hint form, you're allowed. So we said, I haven't got my notes at home. We said a hint form means, according to many poskim, you can say to him, I can't sleep. Because the light's on. I can't switch off. Rosner, others hold on. Once you say that what you mustn't do, that's already called, that's not allowed on Shabbos. That means, according to my example, I just told you now, for example, I've got a light on, I can't switch it off. So some possible hold, that's already not called Derech Ramiza anymore.
So what's the Ramiza?
I can't sleep, the light's on, it's disturbing me. So you just leave it with that, don't you?
The light's
on and I can't sleep with the light on. I can't sleep with the light on.
I can't
switch the light off, so I can't sleep with the light on.
Well, that's fast too.
It's very good. There's a lot of possible hold of that. I must say, it's quite a finish actually, but a lot of possible say you should not mention what you're supposed to do. Okay, I'm saying many are makel to say that you're allowed to say that I can't switch it off. Then we said already last time, that's posh. If the non-Jew says, right, do you want me to come and do it for you? You mustn't say yes. Because once you said yes, that now becomes not a reason anymore. That becomes like a command to do it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so you'd say, I'd appreciate it. It would be a big benefit for me, you could say to him. It would be a big help. That you can say to him. But more than that, once you start telling him to do that, once you acknowledge what he's doing as a gesture, that's a problem. Yeah? Come on, what's we spoke? I left my notes at home on this day of Ramiza. Let's just see if we find something here, what he says. On hinting, you said it must be a strong form. You can't hint him why did you not put my light off last week? That's much worse than Marshall, for example, said. But General Ramiz, a nice subtle hint, that's okay. We have to speak about it. This is a big shit in itself, but really, there's a big question going on all this. And that is that when a non-Jew comes into my house, and he comes along and says, Shlomo, it's much too dark for you in this house, you know, let's put the light off you. I've got a chiyuv to object to him what he's doing. That means you mustn't let a non-Jew do something for you on Shabbos. So how can it be now all of a sudden I'm going to have to call a non-Jew from the street and tell him I've got a problem in my house? This is a bit of a question which the apostle was very, very busy with. Yeah, so that's something that's very, very dodgy tells us. But I says, some might say this. What I'm saying is an interesting point is that there is a chiyuv machor when a non-Jew comes to do something for you eat, there's really you have to object to him doing it. We're just speaking about it on Shabbos, what we're talking about. Yeah, we're speaking about scaffolding, the Moshe. That's a bit different. The Moshe, that's claw, a skip. The Moshe, let's say they come and take a skip out of your outside your house. They come and take it. There, I think everyone knows that a skip is not in your control. You tell them when to pick it up. But when they pick it up, it's up to them. It's nothing to do with you at all. Besides how far this goes with everything, the Moshe, does it go with, Amazon delivery, a pickup, let's say, for example. A lot of these things, it's not up to you to decide when they come. Scaffolding, I think, was also like that. I think scaffolding, you tell them you're ready, it's finished. I have to check it out. As far as I know, in scaffolding, you tell them it's finished, and they pick out whenever they're ready.
But it's their community. The guy who has been, comes every Tuesday, even if it's the alternative.
That's different, because if you tell him not to go, he won't come.
Do I have to tell him?
Yeah, you do.
Scaffolding guy as well, the most
incredible. Don't make a difference then. They come when it's convenient for them. If you tell the skip lorry that, sorry, you don't want to come on the shelf, says, I don't think it makes a difference then, actually. I don't think they listen to you.
Yeah, but Amazon, you open the door for you. Yeah, you're leaving everything outside, you can come anywhere you want. But Amazon guy, you actually open the door for the guy.
You don't open by the door, you think he's a visitor.
So you can say that's all you take it today.
But I don't know if you can do that, can you do that?
The scaffolding is outside, I'll come and take it down, bring the lorry to take
it's in your house, what do you mean? It's in your driveway.
It's in the driveway, but they'll come, you can be sure, they'll come anytime. I mean, you're not even there, but the Amazon, they're knocking on your door. You have to open the door to let them in.
Yeah, it's like interesting. I don't know how it's like interesting. Because that's I saw someone from earlier this was an interesting point. I can watch. Somebody got gardeners that come every second Tuesday. The mice is the problem. If Tuesday happens to be Yom Tov, and the guy turns up in your house with the garden, he's not allowed to. You have to be careful. The things which have got regularly come regularly doesn't make a difference. The mice they come regularly, but the mice if it's Yom Tov on that day, they can't work in your place. You have to be careful. That's the Issa Ramita. Now there's another interesting heter. In having a hanor from a goy who does the melacha from you. So the maaser, up to now, what we come out with is that removing something, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew. So for example, to switch a light off, to switch an alarm off because it's too noisy, that you can hint to a non-Jew, that's mutter. The vayle, we've not had a heter of asking a non-Jew to put a light on you in your room. That's a serious problem. Even if you do it derech from easy, you do it in a hint form, the maaser, that's a hanor, which is chazal don't allow.
When the guy comes to do it, switch the alarm off for you, can you tell him the number? So you're telling him furish, the number to do a negative.
How to do it.
That's okay.
Yeah. Now there's another chiddush that Maaser Chazal say, and that is a big chiddush, that Chazal say that additional hanor is not awesome. That means the basic case of Chazal is, someone's got a light on in the room. Someone's got a light on in the room, which is it's a low light, but the nicer he can sit in the room and read with it. He wouldn't mind actually if it was more than another light would be on and he could read better. But he could read with that first light. So Chazal say there again, Derech Ramiza has to be, because you must have a problem with Lakum. The person tells a non-Jew in a hint way. That you know, it's a bit dull in this room. I've got a light on with the mice. It's a bit dull. I wonder what I can do. If the guy says, "Should I put the light on?" Again, you have to say, "We appreciate it." If he does that, there's no is on there in the mice apple. What?
We mentioned the
Elohim. Yeah, we just mentioned it, by the way. This is not a halacha. This is brought in Simon Shinzai. Moisiv is not such a danger. Chazal won't worry the person is going to. Ask the non-Jew to do this so much, it's not so likely. You've really got the basic hanor there, yeah? It's not such a common thing. It only when you bring a complete benefit, that's what Chazal asked, they were worried about this. When someone's got a benefit, really, it's there, really. It's just an extra surplus. Chazal weren't so worried a person would ask the goy to do not dream. Therefore, if you do it, Chazal allowed it. So, this is halachin shin vav, shin zayin, it's called ayin vav, which is real here. Rashi and Zion are involved. Mr. Buddha says, I've got one more shirt. Rashi and Zion are involved. He says, talk about a light here. He says, "Haneh ain a mere yofi." This is a hint form on the Mishnah Berurah. It's not burning very brightly in this room. It's not like a candlelight. He says to the non-Jew, "It's not burning very bright. It's a bit dim, and the light's burning. It's got some charcoal on it or something like that. It's not burning so well." Any yachu likus haneh as eshes b'chem. I can't read by this night. That it's got a bit of charcoal on it. The Yehuda goy hears and fixes it. It's mutter. Ain a mechara mira. Only a hint form. What?
He fixes the one.
He's got a light burning, a candle light's burning, but it's a bit of charcoal blocking the fire, so it's not burning so brightly. It's not out, the fire's still burning. So he wants to remove the charcoal or whatever's around it in order to be able to burn better. And then Mishnah Berurah says, Ein ze hanor kol kach. This is not called a hanor. So much the gummy kernel yachol appeared chat because loaded. He could really have read in that room anyway with a light on. He could have read if he wanted to with that light as it was. It's true, it's better as it is now. That's another point. That's a good question. That's a good question. Let's talk about a room. Let's say someone's got a candlelight burning in the room. And it's got a light, it's not so bright. So he asked the non-Jew to put an electric light on. Is that allowed? Is that mutter? What is that? What?
So far.
So far. How long? Is it mutter the whole time?
No.
Why?
When you can't read it, then
yeah, so that's true. Once the candle light goes out, and you can't have any anor from the candle light anymore. Correct. Good example. So imagine someone's got something on a time switch, and he's got lights on in the room on a time switch, Moshi, and it's ready to go up at 10 o'clock. So calls him on the first lights on a time switch. You're allowed to ask the goy, Derek or Mies in a hint way, to go along and put the other lights on. He's allowed to do it. Once that light goes off, time switch switches off, cuts out the lights, and you could not have read in that room, now you've got a problem, Tucker. Now, Tucker, you can't use that light anymore. So it has to make sense, it's a sorrow, right? It has to work, like, to some more, that means you couldn't have had the benefit without it. If the mice, the benefit is not there anymore, the original benefit, then you can't have that anointing.
During the day,
also someone's making a circle during the day. It's quite light in the room. He wants some bright lights. He wants the electric lights on as well at the same time. It's nice to have electric lights on. Again, so during the day, there's no problem to ask a non-Jew, Derek or Misa, in any form to put the light on. But once it gets dark, and that room normally you wouldn't use like that, then you can't have it off.
Like to walk around.
Yeah, you can't do more than you could have done beforehand. You have to walk around. You can't read. You can't have a door. You can't have a nor that you would not have had beforehand.
Is opening, asking a goy to open a fridge a positive nor or a negative nor? To switch the light off in the fridge.
That's removing the light. Negative. Switch it off, that's negative. Schwarz is Rus. It's a Schwarz. It's electric Schwarz. Is it Dereis or Derabon? So this is the shaila, the gabbe, what do you call it, the gabbe things. Another example, someone's got a beged that's, for example, slightly creased. Actually, he'd wear it. It's slightly creased, but he'd wear it. The goiter's in the house, and she decides to iron it. No one asked her to. Well, he didn't dare from me, so you'd have to wear that shirt.
Yeah, and the north won't match.
What?
You don't have a north from natural good.
You are going to
have it herself, a shirt. Should it be you?
Yeah, my friend, but that shirt you could wear anyway without her. If it's only slightly creased, that's not called to
something.
That's
all called to something.
So that's a criteria. If you would have worn that shirt beforehand, so the mice, she's not really doing much for you, then that's like a mutter. If the crease was so bad, you would never wear a shirt like that. That shirt you would never ever wear. It's so creased, you would never ever wear it. Then, you can't wear it.
So why can't she iron it for you?
Because then you're having an awe for what she's done. If she irons something which she wouldn't have washed, it's not very common, I don't think. Normally, something which is creased, I don't think, I mean, it can be. I think generally, something which is creased, you would wear probably.
Why can't the gentile iron the shirt for you? Why can't
he iron it? My God, that's a new malachia, Charles Machine.
That's So, but why can't they do it during the Shabbos?
On the week, you're doing on Shabbos. And during the week, you're doing it on Shabbos. So that's one of the criteria. Who has in shoes? Someone's got dirty shoes and they're going inside to polish it for you. If the mice, you wouldn't have worn those shoes before, and the mice are so dirty, you wouldn't walk in the streets, they're too dirty to walk in, then the goy's ticket is a major ticket, you can't use it. If, however, the shoes are basically okay, I mean, of course, it's nice to have nice clean shoes, but he's making it better than a takamoto.
It's not a knot. It's not a knot. I'm wearing my shoes, I need my shoes, that's that knot. The colour of a shoe, not a knot.
That's true, but he's done something for you. He's done a lot for you on Shabbos. At the end of the day, you made. At the end of the day, the shoes are nice. He's made the shoes nice of you. What?
But see, it's a lot. Meaning the life.
Special polishing is much more than removing. It's giving a shine. I think it's more than just removing. Ironing as well. It's not just removing the creases. It's more than putting shine on them.
Enjoy, enjoy.
Yeah, that's okay. So, who are doing? I must say, it's interesting. Let's say, for example, someone's got the heating on in his house. On a very low temperature. It's not freezing cold outside. It's not a head to ask him to go for coldness. Let's say it's a bit warmer. You'd like the heating a bit warmer. Can he ask the guy to turn the heating up? If there's warmth in the room, as it is, there is warmth in the room, but he just wants it a bit better, then the chayyah, that's also the same head. If, for example, though, there's no heating in the room, and you ask the going out for heating on, that's a completely positive or not. Even though you could have been in the room beforehand, but that's mummish making a new thing. That's mummish much worse. So if you've got warmth in the room, it's already slightly warmer, you want it warmer, that the chayyah is mutter. But if you've got no heating on in the room, even though you could have been in the room, but that's much worse. That's mummish creating something which is a positive or not, that the chayyah is not allowed to be done. Sorry?
That's the kids of the chayyah.
Yeah, so if you've got a chayyah, you've got people who are ill, might become, that's a special one. Yeah, that's true. My thing is very machmir, the oichah shabbos, very interesting. What would you say to a boy, Sai, about turning an air conditioning on? Someone's got a room with an air conditioning on.
Sidewalk.
Forget about sidewalk, it's not sidewalk. Let's not come on to the sidewalk. Is it called Tosefet Hanor? Is it called a new Hanor?
Where's
Tosefet? What?
Where's
Tosefet? No, my thing, you've got a room there, you've got a basic room.
Where's the
room is alright, is really.
You have a room, when you've got air coming in.
Yeah, not even that. You've got a room. Normal room is okay. It's an extra thing to have air conditioning.
That's not
just. That's what he says over here. So, Engineer Oka Shabba says over here, I've given you dollars. Very interesting what he says. He's a bit muck, actually, is what I said. He says over here.
How is it different from turning the lights on during the daytime?
That room's definitely okay. This is a major change. Air conditioning is a major change in a room.
You can use the room anyway.
Yeah, I'm saying it's considered a major change. So I'm telling you, air conditioning in a room is a major change. Masha Enkain, a light on in a room is not a major change, especially in the daytime. It's nice, but it's not changing the whole thing. When a person puts air conditioning in a room that wasn't there beforehand, that's considered a major shinner. I think this is out over here. Let's just see if we can find it here. I can't see it. No, I've got it all here, Moshe. I just can't find why it's not here. The finish this. Where's Nana? Half goes. Afnis by the ale to Mutter. You're allowed to light a candle where there's already an air burning. He says, however, there are certain cases where it's not allowed. He says, for example, if a guy comes to turn on an air conditioning unit, he tells that's much worse than a light on in a room. He says, why? This was never here beforehand. An air conditioning unit, it's like a new Hanor you're making. You never had cold air going through here. Bishloimer, in a room, you've got a light, the light's there, it's pretty got sunlight coming through. Now the guy puts the electric light on, that's a much better, it's to set us on off. Masha Enke, when he creates something new, it's a chiddush actually, when he makes like a new thing that was never there beforehand, that's much worse. So he ties it, in this case over here, with an air conditioning unit. To ask a non to put an air conditioning unit on is much more problematic. He's right, Simcha. If it's very, very stuffy and it's like you become like a choler, that's a different shaila. We're talking about how it's not the stage of a choler. It's just it's more comfortable to have an air conditioning on. It's not, no one's going to become ill from it if you haven't got it on. But can you ask a non-Jew to put the air conditioning on unit in the Derech HaMizah in your room? Is that called Tosefes HaNo'ah or not? He says, actually, Achilles actually at the bottom, actually, he said, what I wonder about is, sometimes he says, the Moshe, the Goyim, roll out on Shabbos this plastic tablecloths, and they cut it. Is that a problem?
So no.
What?
You couldn't leave it.
He said, that's not true. He says, that's called a major knob. You cut a piece of paper to the right size. He says over here, Nerash in Godish and Nylon, Shamashka Mapa, the Shulchan, not a cut in a map of the Goyla Shulchan, cut to the right size. Asura ha Mapa, the Shibash Shamash. You may not use this roll, you cannot use this thing on Shabbos. Don't say you could have used it as it was, but connected. He's made a new thing. He's made something for a new
reference. You're allowed to use it as a roll on the
roll. I've got to stop there. Okay.
Married.